Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the Mother's Day edition. We're going to dive into something a little bit different than we normally do because, you know, we're carnivores. We put a lot of meat on the grill, and it's what a grill's for in my mind. But we're also going to take you down a little path today with some alternate recipes. And Barbecue Bob, what you got over there?
Hey, welcome back, and thanks for joining us. Don't forget to go to our website. It's thegrillinguys.com, thegrillinguys. And that thing is a great resource. All the recipes today will be posted, and you can download the recipe. You can take a look at it. You can search up in the top right corner for any other kind of food you might want to do. We've probably done it, and there's probably a recipe there. And we don't post those recipes unless they're tried and true.
That's true.
So there's no pilfered recipes.
Right.
There.
From time to time, Bob will talk about things as if he's cooked them, but he really hasn't. And those don't make it onto the website.
Yeah, that's so funny. Boy, oh boy.
Yeah,
I'm gonna leave that alone.
Yeah, if you know, that's
we'll
me,
just,
not Bob.
We'll just
and I
just leave
I
that
just
alone.
Had to I had to hit that. It was right there, coming down the middle.
Yeah, yeah, great. I quit. I'm not doing this show anymore. Okay, here's something I did. I think I posted the pictures on Facebook. Did it about a week ago. Some friends came over, and I don't know if you've ever had cordon bleu. I think everybody's had chicken cordon bleu. Normally, it's bread-coated. Mm-hmm. I don't like breading on anything.
Right.
I just want the good meat seared right. And so I took some big fat chicken breasts and I butterflied them and I seasoned them and put some Swiss cheese on each half and then some beautiful Kentucky shaved ham in the middle. And I folded them over. I couldn't find my trussing string. I know I have butcher's twine somewhere.
No, it's kite season. You can use
it.
Some of your kites.
I could.
String.
I almost did.
Yeah.
But then I realized it was probably synthetic.
Right.
It wouldn't
yeah.
be good.
What are those? It just tastes like nylon.
Kind of petroleum taste yeah. to it. So I used toothpicks, and they worked just fine.
Sure.
They really did. They didn't burn up too bad. I didn't find any in any bites. That was good, which is a danger of toothpicks. But so here's the deal. The Swiss cheese wants to melt. So when you do this, use a slice on each half because you're going to lose a fair amount of it. And I really want that Swiss to come through. You could use a howdah in there, too, for half of it, or maybe a Munster or something a little funky like that. But Swisses or baby Swiss, either one are nice. They go well with ham. It's typical cordon bleu.
So there's a couple things that I heard right there is that cheese is going to melt on the inside, and you put it on either side. You butterflied that breast, opened it up, and you put cheese, and then the ham between.
Yep.
Okay, the cheese, for those of you that don't have a digital thermometer, which would be something great to get Mom for Mother's Day, and you could use it too, but that cheese is your indicator because when the inside of that chicken gets hot enough to melt that cheese, your chicken's probably done.
You're absolutely right.
Okay, and if it doesn't melt, you're probably getting – not enough heat on it yet, and it might still be a little bit raw.
I ran my probe into the middle, and
sure.
I was probably sampling the ham and cheese with my temp, but that was at a safe 167 or something like that. I pulled them.
Right.
But here's the deal. The rest of this thing, you've got a glaze, so as soon as you get a sear on each side, most people will tell you just to flip it once. I'm not a believer in flipping once. I wanted to get some sear marks, and when I flipped it the first time, I started with my glaze, and I put this wonderful glaze. It's some Dijon mustard, honey, standard olive oil, only I used garlic olive oil because it's just a habit, and then some oregano, a little sea salt, and I even, inside that chicken breast, I put some sea salt and lemon pepper.
When you put the cheese and ham in it. Yeah. At the front end,
and
sure.
And it really helped the insides. But this glaze is really beautiful. Dijon and honey is too easy.
Right.
And you put a little oregano and some salt and garlic and oil in there. It just makes a beautiful basting material. And I made a bunch extra, so I only took half out to the grill with me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saved some for a dipping sauce because you need it. It's a skinless, boneless chicken breast.
Right.
It'll get a little dry. So I put it all on the platter, and then I drizzled a bunch over the whole platter.
Yep.
You can go to thegrillingguys.com. Matter of fact, I think the pictures are going up on the site here as soon as the show's off the air. That posting will be there. You'll see what it looks like. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to make for mama. And guess what? It doesn't break the bank.
Right. Chicken, you know, you're $1.99 to $2.99 a pound, depending on what you get. Now, guys, you don't want to go to the budget chicken breasts on this, because in that particular recipe, you need the big, thick one, because you're going to butterfly that. And what that means is you're going end to end, not across the grain, but through the middle of the, and don't cut it all the way, right? You're going
right.
to open it up.
You got to leave a hinge on
that
door.
There's a hinge on it, right? And but you want a thicker chicken breast. If you get the frozen ones out of the meat case that come, you know, a five-pound bag of them for $9.99, those aren't going
to
work well.
Well, sometimes these happen to be the end cap at the supermarket. They were on sale,
but
they were
them.
Big.
Right.
They were nice and
them.
Big.
Yeah.
So you can find deals on them sometimes, but I know what you're talking about. You don't want those scrawny little things that are look like they've been driven
like
over.
Like a deck of cards thick? You need one that's like an inch and a half thick.
So I left a step out of this. When I butterflied them, I took a jacquard to them. Now, if you don't have a jacquard, it looks like a torture chamber thing. It's got a bunch of needles that go down. You can use a meat hammer if you have a meat tenderizer, but you got to pound those breasts out and get them nice and big and flat, and then you've got enough room for a big slice of Swiss on each side.
Right.
And a nice stack. I used a Kentucky smoked ham that's just fantastic. It's kind of leaner,
right.
And it's just got really good flavor. And I'm telling you, that serving these things hot was a joy.
Right.
Because people are cutting into them. The juice is flowing out. And
what did we talk about?
My goodness.
First with your eyes, then with your nose, then with the taste buds, right? So what he just described is they looked beautiful. I cut them, the juice came out, that created smell, and then I took my first bite. It's important. It makes a difference, especially when you're trying to impress somebody. If you're just trying to feed a bunch of people, different story. But on Mother's Day, you know, go out of your way a little bit. Make her feel special.
Yep.
Right?
So make her feel special with a quick little dessert here. It's called banana butter pecan kebabs. And I absolutely have not made this. I ripped it off, and it came from Grill It. Website, and it is awesome. You get a loaf of this frozen pound cake. There's a brand out there that like the only one made. I can't think of who it is. Mary something. You get the pound cake. My wife loves it. And a couple large bananas, a little on the riper side, but not too ripe. You cut them into 1-inch slices, and you put them on skewers along with the 1-inch cubes of this pound cake.
Ooh.
And I got the recipe posted. That'll also go up right as soon as the show's done. But you need 4 skewers, the pound cake, and then you mix the butter, brown sugar, vanilla, and cinnamon's an option. You brush that over the kebabs with the pound cake
and the banana.
And you just grill and the bananas, and you grill them, and then you serve it with some ice cream and a little butterscotch topping. Back to your butterscotch topping, and then you sprinkle pecans on there. And it's going to be a beautiful presentation. It's going to look really cool. You're going to blow her away with a beautiful little dessert kebab and a scoop of some great Hudsonville ice cream.
Yeah, and it'll be awesome. Woo, man, that sounds good. Coming up next, it's the Thriller in the Grilla. We're going to be talking with Mark Graham. He's here in the studio with us. We're going to review the Silverback Pellet Grill. Stick with us. We'll be back.